Now, animals come to better decisions more quickly in larger groups, according to research published in the journal PNAS this week. Group decision-making is seen in many social communities, from ants to humans. In fact, it forms the basis of financial markets and even the behaviour of the internet. It's clearly evolved many times over, but exactly how the decision-making process in a group differs from that of any one individual is actually quite hard to determine. An international team of researchers, including Ashley Ward at the University of Sydney and Jens Klaus at Humboldt University in Berlin, created a very simple decision-making task. It's a Y-shaped chamber where one path contains a replica predator and the other path is clear and safe. They then introduced mosquito fish, these are Gambusia holbrookii, to the task either on their own, in pairs, or in groups of 4, 8 or 16. They then monitored how the fish moved and which direction they chose to take to see if the group's size would alter the speed and the accuracy of the decision-making process. They found that lone fish took longer to reach a decision, swimming more slowly and changing direction more often. But even then, they only chose the safe route a little over half the time. As the group size increased, the decisions became more accurate and much faster. In fact, the larger group chose the safe route up to 90% of the time, and this is despite swimming faster and taking a more direct route. So the next step was to try to work out why groups are so much better at these decisions. As the variation between different lone fish was actually insignificant, this rules out the idea that any particular fish is an expert at spotting predators, so they're not benefiting from these few stars amongst the group. There is some evidence that the group does divide the responsibility of being vigilant. Now, that means each fish needs to scan a smaller area, so the amount of direction changes they make will reduce in a larger group. Task sharing like this also means that the fish must rely on social cues in order to make the decisions, and that was seen when observing the fish who were closest to the leading fish. This research suggests a very high degree of cooperation, division of labour, and very rapid communication between members of the group, and these are all factors that would promote the evolution of group decision making.
Now, I think you know what I'm going to say, but as anyone who's ever attended a naked scientist meeting will know, that's not... is that really true?
Well, I do wonder if perhaps the importance of the decision, if it's life or death, with regards to running away from a predator, might be perhaps a little bit more important than deciding what sort of tea we're going to buy and what biscuits we need in the office this week.
I don't think we talk about that. Perhaps it's more to do with us sort of being radio people and just wanting to talk a lot.
It could be. We do all like the sound of our own voice.
Yeah, could be that.